Hello, it's Bex Burton, and welcome back to Your Red Carpet to Love. Today, I'm super excited to introduce our expert, Kimberly Seltzer. She is a makeover and confidence expert, therapist, and dating coach based in Los Angeles. She utilizes a unique combined use of therapy, infield date coaching, NLP, and styling to help people with their confidence and their dating life. Kimberly helps women update and discover their personalized image through wardrobe consultation and assistance in purchasing clothes that fit each body type and lifestyle. She's developed her own Wingal approach with clients doing in-field work, working on body language, first impressions, image and messaging, and how it impacts confidence and attraction. Kimberly is the co-host and lead love expert on a traveling dating show, The Great Love Debate. She's the co-host of an upcoming radio show, Full Disclosure, and you can also catch her in a new cable reality show, The Romance. Kimberly has enjoyed speaking engagements for Neutrogena, National Matchmaking Conferences, eHarmony, The Great Love Debate, and iDate. She is a regular contributor to The Huffington Post, DigitalRomance.com, WorldLifestyle.com, and Your Tango, and she's been featured in Cosmopolitan Magazine, Fox News Magazine, and Yahoo Shine. This lady gets around. Kimberly, it's so great to have you. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. And every time I hear my bio being played back, I'm laughing on the other end. I really am. And the reason I'm laughing, and I feel blessed that I've had all these opportunities and to reach so many people. And really that's what kind of drives me, is to help as many people as I can. It's a community and we're all here for each other. But the reason why I got into this in the first place was really because of my own personal journey, so to speak, my own transformation. And I think in life, you know, when we all reflect back, a lot of times that's what drives us, right? Sometimes it's our adversity that are gifts in disguise, but we don't see it at the time until we're through it. And then we're like, oh, yeah, like this is what I'm supposed to help others. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what happened to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to jump into that, actually, since you mentioned it. Would you share a little bit about what got you started, what drove you to serve others through the transformation that you had of your own?
Yeah, I mean, do you want the long version, short version? I have so many versions of this story. I could seriously talk about this for hours. But I'll try to do an edited version that kind of speaks to your audience, too, because, you know, I always tell women, since most, you know, I work with men, too, by the way, so that's why, you know, when I'm talking to women, it's a different kind of spin, because I was that girl, you know, kind of the frumpy mom from Chicago. I practiced as a therapist for many, many years, so that, you know, I always say that was kind of my retired previous life, although I use it in my practice now. But, you know, and I had the kids, I had the picket fence, the Leave It to Beaver kind of picturesque thing that you kind of, in your mind, thinking that everything is going as planned. And then I picked up, moved to crazy LA, and I always joke, I did what all the other Californians did, get a divorce, and, you know, obviously, there were other issues, you know, but, you know, that was my defining moment. There I was, you know, in this kind of foreign land, right, with no support, two little kids, and then on top of it, to make matters even worse, huge oversized maternity clothes, Birkenstocks, and nursing bras as my gear. Yeah, and then I'm supposed to go out and somehow attract a man in the midst of this, in between burping my baby and pacifiers. And then, obviously, I was in no condition. You kind of get my drift. But what I needed to do was kind of redefine myself. And that's where, you know, that kind of chapter of my life ended, and then a new story began. And it really was like rewriting a book. I always think about that. In fact, that is going to be one of my books, but that it, you know, I knew that I couldn't practice as a therapist in the traditional sense. In fact, if anyone had come to me at that time in my life, I'd be like, you think you have problems? Let me go on the couch and tell you, sister, what's happening to me. I would have not have been effective at all. But I wanted to help people also in a more positive way, and honestly, I was over the talking. And I think, you know, a lot of my clients, when they come to me, they say that they're like, you know, I've done so much work on myself and I've done the traditional therapy, but it's like the now what, you know? And so I wanted to be the now what. And I realized as I started transforming my look and my confidence, that my life started changing, and I realized that there's this symbiotic relationship, right, between the inner and the outer, and it's not superficial. It's very real. I mean, there was something to be said when I went shopping, and this person, I don't even remember, like, honestly, when I think in my mind, it was like a blank face. I just remember these hands coming through the doorway of my dressing room and handing me these, like, colorful garments that were three sizes too small in my mind. And her saying, no, this is your real size. And then I put it on, and I look in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, who is that? I didn't even recognize her. Mm. And I say it because it was like an out-of-body experience, and then I started to embody it because guess what happened? I started getting reinforced for my new look. You know, people started recognizing something different about me. And then because of that, too, my inner confidence started growing. And I'll talk about this a little later because I know, you know, you and I discussed about how confidence is so important in terms of attraction and finding love. It really does start with you. And it wasn't until I started feeling better about myself and I got out of the fear factor of talking to the alien men out there, because God knows it's been so long since I've talked to them, that I realized, yeah, this is it. Like, I had to feel good about myself before I was even ready to go out there in the world. And then the rest is kind of history, what you heard in my bio. You know, like, it was really kind of a domino effect, but all the while really driving to help others, you know, love themselves. Because at the end of the day, and this is what I tell people all the time, people love people who love themselves, no matter if you're a man or a woman. And that self-love, and it's used so kind of generically, but I use it in a way that's very specific when I work with my clients. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Was that too long?
No, that was perfect, Kimberly. That's okay. Awesome. You know, and it really gives us a foundation of, you know, where you've come from and the shifts that you've had to create in your life to be able to serve other people in the way that you do. And you, I mean, you show up with tremendous service. I mean, you're changing lives back, you know, right and left. And I love what you said that at one point, you know, you're over the talking, you know, you have this therapist background, and I love that you got to the point where, you know, you recognize how much therapy can help, but you knew that there was something more. And so now you take your clients on style makeovers and you're with them every step of the way. Can you tell us a little bit about that journey that you take them on?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like, you know, again, going on to the inside out process. I really do combine, you know, using therapy and live coaching and the whole styling aspect to look at, you know, a person and helping them push forward. So I always tell people, I'm not a cookie cutter approach girl. I never was, never can be, because I feel like we all have different journeys that our challenges and our things kind of show up differently, right? It shows up in our body, in our messaging, the patterns that get created. So what I do is I look at people as a puzzle, and I said, okay, so the pieces are here. Oh, here's a piece that's missing, and if we just kind of tweak this, we'll fill that in until somebody really feels whole, and then they can move forward. So what I do is, you know, I have these assessment forms that I fill out with people that looks at three different areas: your social confidence, your image, and also just kind of your dating confidence and history, and seeing where, you know, your goals are, your challenges are. And then I do take history. This is where the therapy comes in, because our past is connected to the future and the choices we make, the patterns that get created. But the difference is I don't stay there. It's not like the, you know, the Woody Allen thing where you're like, oh, my God, we need years of therapy to process why your mother was abusive and why you're the way you are. I mean, again, I think we're all pretty savvy at this point, and intellectually, especially with your audience, a lot of us know the issues already. But then sometimes we don't know how they're showing up. And so then once we do the assessment, we set goals, and then we're, like, off and running. And what that looks like depends on the kind of package and what people are wanting. But when I do these intensive weekends, we do the whole shebang. Like, we go shopping, right, and I teach you know, people about their body types and get a good dating image and their colors and a personal style that fits them. And then we go out in the town and we flirt. And it's really like live therapy. And I'm all about, like, show me, don't tell me kind of thing. Because people always think in their mind they're one way, and then I see them showing up in another. I'm like, okay, you're not at all what you're thinking you are, you know. And sometimes it's for the better, you know, and just kind of helping people see themselves. And then we make magic happen, you know. I mean, so every time I go out, every time, there's guys, swarms of guys, you know, when I coach women around us. We get numbers, you know. And so much of the people think that I have plants everywhere. I'm like, how can I have a guy planted in, like, Rochester, New York? I've never even been here, you know. So it's like I don't, you know, but it, what it shows is the magic that can happen when you tweak just a few things. And to me, that's what's exciting about the process, you know. And then, you know, for people who buy the full shebang, we go and do a photo shoot, which is awesome for women. You know, with the new clothes that we buy, I have a great photographer here in L.A. People come here, and it's amazing for people to see themselves in that way. And then we have great online photos, great for social media, because honestly, it should be consistent. That's another thing that people aren't talking about enough. There should be consistency with your images across the web. Because when they're, people nowadays are just Googling everybody, right? So if you have like a weird picture on LinkedIn and then you have this like amazing one online, it confuses people. So that's another thing that I work on, is both the offline and the online impressions. And then, you know, I kind of write up a summary and I do homework assignments. You know, I set the goals. I kind of write up my observations on the person. And sometimes people, and honestly, the people who have the most impact are the ones that follow up and do the phone coaching on a regular basis. So that it keeps all the stuff going, all the good progress they make. So that's kind of my process. And again, like, you know, it varies.
Wow. It is, that's amazing. It's really involved, it sounds like, especially that premiere package where you do the hands-on styling and everything. And one of the things that you mentioned that you teach your clients, you go through the intake, the assessment, and you're setting goals. And is this about the point where you're challenging the limiting beliefs that they hold, or does that come out a little bit more organically throughout the entire process? Where do you handle the mental challenges that your clients face?
Yeah, it's kind of both. You know, I'll tell a quick story. There was, well, actually, I have many stories. I mean, I could sit here and just do some storytelling on a call. Maybe that would be a cool call one day. There was this woman who had a history of, actually, it all stemmed from having kind of an overbearing and controlling mom and a narcissist dad, right? So she learned very early on that she had to kind of take care of herself, not express her feelings because her parents weren't there for her, and basically take care of her parents as well, because it was almost like role reversal, right? She was more the, you know, kind of the strong one in the family, even with her siblings. So clearly she was the caretaker, both emotionally and physically. And fast forward to how it was showing up in the pattern. So guess what? She married a narcissist, which is a common thing. And then luckily got out of that, even though it was like long-lived. But then here she is, fast forward, out of a divorce situation later in life in her 50s, and she was starting over and she wanted to break the pattern. And she wasn't exactly sure how. She knew there were these issues and the connection to it all, but she didn't know really what to do about it. And so I wasn't sure how it was showing up either until I actually met with her. And this is why it's so powerful doing the live coaching, is because then I see it playing out. And she was doing things even with me that I had to call her on. So she would, like, constantly apologize. and she would agree with everything I said, from the clothes I picked out to the things that I said. And then I never really got a sense of how she was feeling about the things that I was saying. And then on top of it, when she was, like, talking to the men, she was just kind of sitting and listening, and she wasn't really offering much about herself. She was just completely, like, focused on other people and nothing about her and showing up and setting boundaries and expressing herself. So I called her on it. I said, do you realize that every time we're talking about something, you're saying, okay. I said, and she's like, I am? I'm like, yeah. Like, you're agreeing with everything. I have no idea how you're feeling in the moment or if I'm even resonating with, or you're resonating with what I'm saying. She's like, oh, my God, I didn't even realize. And she, on top of it, she kept saying, I'm sorry. Like, you know, we would walk a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, don't apologize. There's nothing to apologize for. And so much so that we were, like, laughing at the end because she realized how ridiculous it was. And I use a lot of humor in my coaching. And she really, it kind of got to the core of the stuff. And she realized she's been apologizing her whole life with men, everybody, and putting men first before her. And so once we figured it out, we cut it out. I worked on her mannerisms, the way she talked to men. And she honestly quickly got a boyfriend after that. And she now is in a relationship with an amazing guy, not a narcissist, really good guy who actually cares about her because she cares about her. That makes
sense. Absolutely. What a powerful breakthrough. And I love that. You know, I love that she came to you with an awareness of the pattern, but with with very little connection to, like, how it really manifests in her life. And I love how it came out in, you know, the just simply the practice of the makeover, and that just being, like, you know, time spent together with a mission to improve her confidence. But, like, all this other stuff comes up. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff. And you know, there's not too many things in life where you get that instant aha or gratification or change. And that's what I love about, you know, whether it's putting on a pair of heels and walking different or, you know, changing your body movements and making eye contact with people. You know, little things like that have the instant results. And that's what's exciting. You know, so, you know, when women say, well, ugh, this just sounds so superficial, and why should I change for a man? It's actually an exciting thing. Like, can you imagine by just changing your image, you can change the first impressions and story about you that other people have about you and also about yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really empowering, too. I mean, and it's not like you're changing the foundation, the core of who you are. I mean, it's really just polishing up that gem in the rough and really making it sparkle.
Oh, totally. And I always want to stress to women, I'm not like this LA stylist. It's like, oh, you must wear the latest trends. Like, it's not, it's really about, it's so funny because I find myself always having to introduce myself like, but I'm from Chicago. Like, I never say I'm from LA. Sorry, LA, I love you. But anyway, the thing is that I like to find out about a person's lifestyle and body type and color so that I'm getting something specific and unique to you, not what, like, looks good on the mannequin or the celebrities or what's, you know, in trend. So, yeah, it is about, like how you said, taking the diamond and shining it up so that she really stands out. And the thing about it, it's not changing who you are. I want to stress that because women will come to me and be like, well, if a man doesn't like me for me, then F him. You know, like, it's like this, and I get it, but this isn't about changing you. It's about advertising yourself in a way. It's marketing. It's marketing 101. It's advertising yourself in a way so that somebody notices you so he gets to know all that you are. And if you think of it more that way, it shifts. So, like, if you have, like, two different websites, right, and you have the same content on the website, if you take the emotion out of it, it makes sense. You know, one website is really antiquated, done, like, 10 years ago, you know, doesn't have all the bells and whistles, same content. But then, you know, you have to decide between going with that service, and then you click on another one, and it's all up to date with the bells and the whistles and the videos, blah, blah. Most people are going to choose the updated one because it's packaged differently. It looks more professional. mm-hmm. even though the content is same. We didn't change the knowledge. We just changed the perception so that that first impression is a good one.
Right.
And that's really what it's about. And then, of course, all the good stuff that goes on internally when you feel confident and sexy as a woman, there's nothing like seeing that.
Yeah. Let's talk about that confidence and that sexiness. And that's something that you bring about in the clothes that in the styling that you introduce to people. Tell us about how important it is to have clothes that fit. And, like, you know, how does that move beyond just our dating life? How does that impact our life as a whole?
Oh, my gosh, it's huge. You know, I would say about 90 to 95% of the people who come to me loathe shopping. They hate it. They're like, you know, I'd rather have my, you know, cavity filled than go shopping. I mean, and to me it's so painful that other people find it painful. And what I've found over the years is that the reason why it's painful, first of all, there may be some, like, early memories attached to body image, to, you know, how you see yourself, maybe to family issues, that kind of thing, or messages growing up. But the other thing was that most people don't even know their bodies. And so what I found is teaching women about what body type they are, what and how to showcase the features that are beautiful about them and embracing it, really looking at themselves as like this beautiful human being, then that makes shopping fun because you're no longer going to be pulling things that, okay, well, it looks good on the mannequin, or, all right, it's on sale, or I like this color. You know, we usually pull things for the wrong reason, and then you go into the dressing room and nothing fits, and you're like, see, I have a horrible body and I hate shopping. I'll tell you a quick story around that, and then I know we have to wrap up, but there was, I had a lovely task, you guys will appreciate this, of shopping with 10 women in 2 hours on one street with two stores.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And it was, like, for a photo shoot, and I had to get these women, like, feeling good and something that would look good in the photos, which is also another huge task. So I was up for it. I did it. And amazingly, in this one store, everybody got a dress except one person. There were 9 women at the cash register, and everyone's celebrating and feeling good. I'm like, where is this other girl? Her name's Catherine. And I'm looking around, and I see her in the corner, and she's bawling her eyes out, crying hysterically. And so I went over, and I said, you know, what's wrong? And she's like, well, this is like junior high all over again. I'm the ugly duckling. Nothing looks good on me. This is why I hate shopping. I don't even know why I'm here. And so after giving her some nurturance and love, I kind of helped her wipe her tears and gave her some tough love. And I said, look, I said, I'm sorry, but this has nothing to do with your body, and this has everything to do with this store. She goes, what? I said, well, this brand doesn't fit you, that's all. Have you ever, like, thought of that? And she's like, well, no, I don't shop. I said, well, all right, come here. So I went to the one other store that I had on the street. We went across the way, and do you know, every single dress, and this is a woman who never could wear a dress in her mind, fit her. And she walked out, and if you go on my website, you'll see it's a dramatic, dramatic change. She comes out of the dressing room, and she's crying again, but this time it's, you know, tears of joy, not sadness. And she's like, I never thought I could look like this. And it was simply because it was the brand. And that's what also I teach people to do is really understand, once you know your body type, what kind of brands, you know, really go well with your body type. Because nowadays it's awesome. We have really a lot of brands out there that we just didn't have back in the 90s and 80s. We used to shop more by stores. Mm-hmm. And so you're teaching you know, what looks good on it. And what's awesome about it, too, then you can go online and you can order things, and it becomes more efficient. I think that's the other thing that women end up enjoying. It's not this long process of shopping once you know all this.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the idea of the efficiency, and like once you know the body type and once you know the brand, like you can just kind of, you can do it from home if that's available. That's awesome.
Right, exactly.
Now, I know that you have a gift for us that is talking more about body type, but before we talk about the gift, can you Can you tell us a little bit about what you teach your clients when you're teaching them about body type? What are the types of things that we're looking for if we don't have direct access to Kimberly Seltzer?
Yes, and luckily my free gift is almost like having access to me.
Awesome.
So, now, well, here's the thing about body type that I really want to stress. Because, you know, when I do lectures, I go up on stage and I have this, like, measuring tape in my hand, and I think women, like, almost pass out when they see it. And I'm like, look, I am not measuring people's body fat or anything like that. So body types have nothing to do with weight distribution. It has everything to do with your bone structure. So it's what you're born with. And when you measure your body, you're measuring across your shoulders, your waist, and your hips. And that will help you determine what body type there are. In my guide, I have 5 body types, and I added one because especially as women get older, we tend to go through menopause and gain weight in the stomach area. It's something that's a very common issue. So I added a body type called the diamond, and that is the only one that has to do with weight and can be combined with the other 4 body types. But I like to add it because, you know, there's kind of tricks to how to conceal that area and things to stay away from so you're not accentuating that area if that's a problem, mm-hmm. you know, area for you. So that's and once you know that, and like in my guide, I go over what clothes flatter your figure and what clothes to stay away from. And it's anything from, you know, the collar on your shirt to what kind of pants you should be looking at to what kind of dress and skirt will hit you. Now, the only thing it does that it doesn't go over in my guide, but that I teach people a lot, is that then you have to be mindful if you're petite, meaning 5'3 and under, or tall. And that also, you know, kind of dictates some of the clothes, you know, the clothing choices and the combinations that you use.
Right. Sure. And the body types, I mean, I've heard of, like, body types as fruits and vegetables. I've also heard body types described as like long legs, short torso, that kind of thing. What are our listeners going to find when they open up your body type booklet? What are they looking for?
So the terms that I use, the first body type is, you know, kind of like that. What I don't know. It's like a silhouette that's even, but like, people think, oh, you have to have like a Marilyn Monroe, and it's not about that. But you're trying to achieve the symmetry, you know, in that kind of figure. There's inverted triangle, which is basically like your shoulders are wider than your hip area. Mm-hmm. There's triangle, which is the reverse. Your shoulders are smaller than your hips. The rectangle, and that is when your shoulders and your waist and your hips are all the same. Or sometimes people use the term boy, you know, like kind of a boyish cut. And so what you're just always trying to achieve the symmetry, the full kind of like, you know, where your shoulders and your hips are evenly distributed and your waist goes in. But that can be achieved through different clothes. That's what's so cool about it. It's more of like an illusion. So, like, I'll give you an example. If you have shoulders that are wider than your hips, like an inverted triangle, you want to avoid a top that widens you more, right? Because you'll look uneven and more like a football player kind of look. Mm-hmm. So a halter top, you know, a neckline that kind of goes over the shoulders where it widens you there. That's the worst neckline you could do for that body type. So instead, you want to do a V or a U that brings the shoulders in and it balances out the hip. So, you know, it's so much easier visually to show people, but hopefully you can kind of get what I'm saying. And that's the exciting part, is that there's a lot of things you can do. And then once you look in the mirror and I show people the difference, it could be a really small shift. It's astounding. Because sometimes, you know, you go into your closet and you're like, this is my go-to outfit. I feel really good in it. People compliment me, but sometimes you don't know why. So I invite all of you, this is a good exercise to do, take a look at that, you know, outfit that really, you know, you get reinforced in and you feel good in, your confident clothing. And figure out what it is that you like about it, what works on your body, and get more of it. You know, once you really pay attention to some of this stuff, it can go a long way throughout your entire wardrobe.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there are listeners in the audience just, like, breathing a sigh of relief because, you know, we have this image of, like, you know, that last 10 pounds or, you know, whatever goal that we have before we start to love and appreciate our body. But I love that our clothing can just do the work for us and create this illusion that we have, you know, this more balanced silhouette, and it can change our, like you said, our confidence level and the way that we show up in the world. I'm just loving it.
Yeah, and you know, the hourglass figure is what I was referring to, is the, you know, the one that's symmetric, and I just call it that, but people call it different things. Do you know that most women, I'd say maybe 10% of the women that I've worked with are really a true hourglass? That's very rare. I mean, most people are the other one. So, and again, it's not the Marilyn Monroe thing. I'm not even talking about it. I'm just talking about where your bone structure is exactly in alignment with one another. And so that's the thing, is like we have this false sense of what is perfection and what's supposed to be. And it's like most of us aren't that. So that's why it's good to know all of this stuff. And then even people who have a true hourglass, then you have to consider, are they tall? Are they short? Are they have a, like, short torso? Do they have a long torso? You know, there's a lot of things that are involved. So It's exciting. It's fun once you know.
So cool. And the free gift that you're offering, the body type booklet, goes into that for our listeners, and they can learn more about their own body type and how to shop for their body type.
Yes, yes, exactly. It's a guide, and it'll kind of walk you through how to measure yourself. And then it's a little cheat sheet. So, like, if you want to just try yourself and go shopping and, you know, kind of review what your body type is and pull some things that, you know, are in my guide, it's a great way of getting started. And I have, like, a little, like, sneaky fun thing for all of you guys who download the body type booklet. I'm giving a discount to your ladies, I don't even know if you knew this, to my virtual makeover. And that's a really fun thing to do because you know, no matter where you live, it's basically a 1-hour virtual session where I will directly assess your body type, your style, give you resources and links to, you know, how to get started that's specific to you. And it's a really fun interactive thing. It's funny because people get so comfortable in those sessions, and I record them, and then I send it to you, that I have, like, all these recordings of people, like, stripping because you can try on things for me. I see people's closets. It's super fun. You get really comfortable.
Awesome. What a wonderful offering. Thank you so much. Kimberly, this has been an incredible conversation. I know our listeners are just going to flip when they hear it. Thank you so much for being here with us. Can you just tell us where our listeners can find you online before you go?
Yes. Well, the best way, obviously, is my website, and you can go to seltzerstyle.com, SELTZERstyle.com. And also you can find me on Facebook, Kimberly Seltzer, or Twitter, @SeltzerKimberly.
Awesome. Kimberly, thank you so, so much. We really appreciate you walking us down the red carpet to love today.
Thank you.